This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Frank Schwab joins us, Yahoo Sports NFL Inside Coverage podcast co-host. Frank, I want to start with this news today about Robert Saleh. The Jets feel like, all right, from the outside looking in, that there's a lot of dysfunction and it's a mess. I think that is too true, but I don't know if it's the case. Tell me what you think about it, and what's it say about Saleh being let go today?
I mean, the timing was weird, but I don't think any of us should be totally shocked that a under 500 Jets team fired Robert Saleh. Like, I don't think it's his fault. He had the short end of the stick first getting Zach Wilson. And I wrote about this. Like, if the 2020 Jets with Adam Gase just lose two games in December, they have Trevor Lawrence instead of Zach Wilson. I'm not saying Trevor Lawrence is great either, but, man, I mean, Robert Saleh's probably still got his job today if that's the case. And then, you know, last year, Aaron Rodgers gets hurt. That's not his fault. They were impressive to get the 7 wins. This year, if Greg Zuerlein just hits a field goal at the end against the Broncos, they're 3-2 in first place in the AFC East, and he still has his job. Like, he caught so many bad breaks. And I'm not saying none of this is his fault, because, you know, I mean, when you're 20-36, you've made some mistakes as a coach. But I just think he caught some bad breaks, and he was the one that took the fall for the Jets being not as good as Woody Johnson thought they were going to be this year. Not as good as I thought they were going to be this year. I mean, this team shouldn't be 2-3. It's a messy franchise. It's a bad franchise in many ways, from ownership on down. But I think Saleh's going to be good in his next job, let's put it that way. Don't think this is all his fault, but at the same time, I'm not surprised, because this was such a pressure-filled season for the Jets, and if it didn't get off to a good start, something was going to change.
I know that Nathaniel Hackett has been around the league for years, and, you know, he did a decent job running the football as a Jacksonville Jaguar offensive coordinator. I just, you know, games like this in London, I get the Vikings are blitzing, but, I mean, you got Breece Hall. It's like the game plan makes no sense, and this guy, I got to be honest, Frank, when he got his shot in Denver, he looked so completely in over his head, and then you put him in New York, it just, the locker room's got to know this guy can't do the job.
Yeah, and they also know that he's only there because the quarterback wanted him there.
Bingo.
And that's why every time Aaron Rodgers comes off the field waving his arms at receivers, or, you know, all the bad body language he gives off, it's like, well, dude, this is your offensive coordinator calling these plays. Like, looks like he has some problem with this. And that's another thing Saleh was stuck with. Like, his defenses were top three each of the past 3 years. They were fantastic. That's his side of the ball. And meanwhile, he's just stuck with an offensive coordinator who's only there because he's buddies with the quarterback. It was a tough situation. And yes, Hackett, look, if it wasn't for Urban Meyer, we'd be talking about Nathaniel Hackett being the worst coach of the past 25, 30, whatever years. Like, I'm based in Denver. He was amazingly bad from week one on. Everybody knew it. A lot of weird stuff coming out of the locker room about, you know, this coaching staff really isn't working that hard and stuff like that. So it all, you know, it all kind of trickles down to the players. Know the we sometimes, I think a lot of times we do, but sometimes we don't get the players enough credit for, they know everything. They know absolutely everything going on, and if you can't help them win, they're just going to not have any respect for you. And I can't imagine defense, offense, anybody in that building has respect for the way the Jets have handled this with Nathaniel Hackett, because they know he's in over his head, and they know he's just there because of the quarterback. So I can't imagine that this is something that goes over well in the locker room when a guy is undeserving of calling the offense, but he's only there because he's the quarterback's buddy.
Frank Schraub joining us. Real quick, one more note about this. Our buddy Jonathan Jones, who writes and covers the NFL for CBS, says that Robert Saleh was considering firing Nathaniel Hackett before he himself was fired this morning. And I think if that was discussed, then this was a choice, meaning you're not getting rid of my guy, to your point about Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett. Let's move on and talk about what's going on in New England. It's Dukes and Bell. We're talking NFL with Frank Schwab here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Quarterback change. It's going to be Drake May starting. That news just coming down literally as you came on, Frank. What do you think?
I didn't expect it, to be honest with you. I thought that they were going to just ride this thing out. They know. Everybody knows. This is a bad football team. Really bad. And you just don't want to ruin that guy behind a bad offensive line. Not many weapons to throw to. It's just not a good situation. And I'm one of these dudes who's in favor of, hey, play these guys. They're going to learn on the job. They're going to take lumps. But they're going to get better as they go on. I just don't think that about the Patriots and Drake May. I think it's a mistake. I really do. I hope it's not, because Drake May has a lot of talent. We saw a little bit of it in the preseason. I think he's going to be a good quarterback. I just hope the Patriots don't ruin him. There's just no infrastructure there right now. There's a really, really bad franchise at this point. Like, I'm not saying they're not going to be good ever. It's just going to take time to build, and they're not there yet. They don't have the pieces in place to help out a rookie quarterback. And everybody knew they were going to be bad. So what changed? Yeah, they're 1-5. Jacoby Brissett didn't play well. Well, what do you expect? You're not giving Jacoby Brissett any help. It's all, if you expected to be 4-1 at this point, well, that's on you, not them. I just wonder if this is just a knee-jerk reaction to, hey, we're 1-4, we got to change something. I don't like it. I really don't. I think it's kind of short-sighted by the Patriots to put him in there right away.
Yahoo Sports NFL Inside Coverage podcast co-host Frank Schwab is with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's just keep the dysfunctional theme going and move on to Cleveland. What happens, and when do they eventually just say this ain't working and just take it in the shorts and the cap? Or how does that play out with Deshaun Watson?
Oh my goodness! I posed a question on Sunday when I wrote Winners and Losers. What would it take for Deshaun Watson to get benched? Like, would he have to burn down the stadium? Like, at some point, we all of us, even the most casual fan in the world, watches Cleveland Browns games and says, number four stinks. He's bad. He's a bad quarterback right now. And after every single game, Kevin Stefanski gets up in front of a microphone and makes excuses. And it's just, oh, that's not Deshaun's fault. We got to protect better. We got to play better around him. And I get that's coach speak. But at no point over three seasons have the Cleveland Browns held Deshaun Watson accountable for not playing well at football. He should be good. He's making $230 million a year. And he has been bad at his job all three seasons. And not once out of anybody of note in the organization has anybody even kind of softly said, yeah, he could play a little bit better. It's always just somebody else's fault. Even Stefanski said, you know, Deshaun Watson has played excellent football at times, and the other times we just got to play better. What? Like, you're saying that when it's good, it's Deshaun Watson. When it's bad, it's everybody else. Like, again, we go back to what I was talking about, the Jets. Players know. They know Deshaun Watson is not a good football player right now. He probably is never going to be again. I don't know how this happened. It's really never happened before where a guy is just gone from a top five-ish quarterback to just losing it before age 30. It just never has happened. There's no comp to this. I've thought about it many times. He has just lost it, but it's happened. He's not a good quarterback. And everybody in that locker room, you are insulting them, honestly, by saying, yes, Deshaun Watson is fine, and you guys just need to play better. What? Like, they all know the quarterback's not getting the job done. He's the only one not being held accountable. I said, he's one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, but he has the most job security in the NFL, and I just don't get it. I don't understand. I get it's probably the owner. But at some point, if I'm Kevin Stefanski, I'm like, I'm not ruining my rep over this. I'm just playing Jameis Winston, and if the owner fires me, And then I'll just rip him on the way out of town. Like, I just, at some point, there has to be some self-preservation. If Jimmy Haslam, who's a terrible, terrible owner, if Jimmy Haslam is just saying that you can't bench Deshaun Watson, you can't say a bad word about him, whatever, at some point, Kevin Stefanski just has to say, you know what, I'm a two-time coach of the year. I'll get another job. Like, this is – this is just ridiculous. I can't do this anymore. I can't watch this guy play quarterback anymore. I don't get it. I'm absolutely flummoxed at why the Cleveland Browns absolutely refuse to say a bad word about Deshaun Watson when everybody can see he's not playing well.
30 seconds. Falcons a contender, and why?
I think so because they're getting better with lucky wins. Let's be honest, guys. They've been lucky. They could be 0-5 right now. We all know that. But I think they're getting better. I think Kirk caught some momentum last game. I think they're going to keep improving, and they got 3 wins in their pocket. So you look and you say, well, 3-2, and you're going to get better. You can live with that rather than being 1-4 or 0-5, which, let's be honest, they probably should be. But pulling out those wins is going to matter a lot by the end of the season.
No, they're big, right. No doubt. Frank, thank you so much. Yahoo Sports. Follow him, guys. Great job. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate it, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.